Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
The champ is here! 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 The champ is here!
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Warren. It's Warren Valentine.
Let me just say, I did not come here to show out. I did not come here to impress you. Because to tell you the truth, when I leave here, I'm gone. And I don't care what you think about me. But just remember, when it hits the fan, brother, whether it's next year, 10 years, 20 years from now, you'll never be able to say that these brothers lied to you, Jack.
It's the Warren Valentine Show.
All right. Welcome to the second hour of the show. If you're just tuning in, just join it. I'm going to give you the breakdown of the Supreme Court, okay? I'm going to break all this down for you so you can understand. I'm going to make you sound super smart about everything. If you take this argument to anybody, you're going to sound brilliant. You're going to be like your president himself. Melania, I'm the smartest man alive. I get to pick two. That's right. Pick two, like I'm at McDonald's. I get to pick two. I'm going to pick two Supreme Court justices. I've already got one in. I've got another one down the pike. I can't wait. I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about how Little Kim has played him. What do you mean? I love Little Kim. He's a great leader. He's one of my friends over in Asia, along with the president of China. I'm going to talk about them and how they play in us. Everything I said was going to happen over in Asia is starting to happen right now. I'm going to talk about this summit that he's having with Putin right after NATO. So let me start by kind of breaking this down with the Supreme Court. One, I did it at the beginning of the show. I'm going to do it again for everybody to know what's really going on with this. All right. So let me tell you, you hearing it here first. He's going to pick either Amy Barrett or Mike Lee as his nominee. Now, why am I saying this? He has a list of 25 people. Amy Barrett just got put on the list. And Trump personally put her on the list. In fact, he just appointed her to the Court of Appeals in the 7th District of Illinois. She's a former Notre Dame professor, had never been on the bench before. She's already been through a judiciary committee and a hearing. This is why this makes logical sense. All of the justices are just the same, the 25. All of them are pro-life, all of them are hard right, and all of them have a religious zealous. So it's really no distinction between these people except for experience and age, okay? Trump wants somebody that's younger. Amy's younger. And because she's younger, and this is somebody that he personally appointed, she's in the mix. For possibly being appointed. He can fast track this because she's already been through Judiciary Committee and a Senate confirmation. So this makes logical sense, more so than anything else. Now, the longest person ever to sit on the Supreme Court, and see, Trump is telling people he wants somebody up there for 40 years. The longest anybody's ever set up there is 36 years. I believe it was Judge Douglas. He sat there from 36 to 38, 32 to 30, 32 to 78. I think he was on the Supreme Court bench, but 36 years is the benchmark. Kennedy is stepping down at 30 years. Now, the other person is Senator Mike Lee out of Utah. He was a clerk for Trump's, for not for Trump's new one, Alito, He was the clerk for Alito. And the reason why he makes sense, even though he has not been on any kind of a bench as a judge, he makes sense because of the exact same reasons. He's been through Judiciary Committee. He's been through a Senate confirmation, and he's a member of the Senate right now. The Senate is not going to turn down somebody from their own ilk. So logically, he makes sense. So those are the two most likely people to be appointed by Trump. Now, why is everybody panicking about this pick? Everybody's panicking about this pick because they believe that Roe v. Wade, which Kennedy went against Republicans on, even though Kennedy was a conservative himself, they believe affirmative action, they believe the LGBT right to be married, and they believe that the Voting Rights Act, all four of which Kennedy went against the Republicans, will all be overturned. Now, can the Democrats do anything? That's the question. Can they do anything? They can't do anything because they got rid of the filibuster. So all the Senate, this doesn't go through the Congress at all. This goes through only the Senate. And you just need a majority in the Senate. Right now, it's 51 to 49. But McCain is not going to vote because he's fighting cancer. So it's 50 to 49. The Democrats, in order to stop this, need at least two people to flip to their side. And the most likely candidates is Collins out of Maine, the senator out of Alaska. I can't think of her last name right now, Markowski or something like that. And then Jeff Flake. If those three flip, they can pause this until after the midterm elections, which will give the Democrats a chance to win the Senate, and then they'll be the majority, which means they can stop this from happening. If they cannot flip those three Republicans to push this out after November 18th, then at that point, it is 10 Democratic senators who are in Republic states who are up for re-election. Those 10 Democratic senators are going to flip and vote Republican to save their own political life. Now, usually it takes about 2 months to get a confirmation done when you're trying to get a Supreme Court justice. Because these two people have already been through committee and hearings, this ain't going to take 2 months. The only thing that's good for the Democrats at this point right now is that the court itself is about to go into recess. And because it goes into recess for 2.5 months, they're not going to be able to do anything until October. The problem is this. If he picks one of these two people, they can do it the first week they come back out of recess. So the Democrats have to be able to push the football to November 18th. And the only way they can do it is to flip those three senators, or at least two of them. Collins, Flake, or the young lady out of Alaska. So at this point, the only way that the Dems or anybody who has a problem with this can do anything, you need to call those three senators and tell them this. Wait until after the midterms. Murkowski, right. Lisa Murkowski. Thank you, Huey. You know, I ain't seeing y'all stuff when I'm talking. When I'm talking, I can't answer y'all questions because I'm talking on the radio. But thank you for popping that up for me, Huey. Normally, I don't get to see it until after going to break. But you need to call these senators and tell them to push this back. Now, one of the arguments that you can make to these senators, I'm going to give you two arguments. One, the McConnell rule. McConnell did this when Obama tried to pick who he wanted to be on the Supreme Court. No, we got an election coming up. Let the people decide. And the Democrats rolled over. Now, Obama, let me tell you the crazy thing about Obama with this whole Supreme Court thing. Legally speaking, because Congress was in recess when Scalia died, Obama didn't even need their permission. He could have put somebody in. He could have just appointed somebody. He didn't have to go through a hearing or nothing else. He could have appointed somebody, put them on the bench, and then the Senate would have had to come back to try to reverse everything, which would have took months. But no, the Democrats want to play nice. They want to play nice. This is what nice got us. Well, got y'all, because I'm an independent. Now, the other argument that you can make, and this is an argument that I've not heard nobody make on television. And if somebody's making it today, that's because they on the low listening to my show. But Trump is literally under investigation by the Department of Justice for criminal activity. And you're going to let him appoint the person who's going to oversee what he's going, what he got down the pipe right now. So basically, he's getting to pick his own judge. Does that make sense to anybody? Does that make sense to anybody at all? That he's getting, look, if he gets, if they want to indict him, you know who decides if the president can be indicted? The Supreme Court. The pardons that he may do for Mueller and all these other people, you know who's going to look at all this stuff? The Supreme Court. He's literally appointing the people that will be deciding what his issues are. Is that fair? Make this argument to Collins, to Flake, to Murkowski, and let them wait until after the midterms. Now, the other thing is this. Let's say one of these people get in there. Don't fear, because Roberts might be just like Kennedy, because Roberts is the one who went against the Republicans for Obamacare. I'll talk a little bit more about that in a second. You're listening to the WB.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake, and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
I'm not saying that he doesn't like white people. I'm saying he has a problem. He has a... This guy is, I believe, a racist.
Post-racial, by all appearances. I forgot he was black tonight for an hour.
We've already donated to Haiti. It's called the U.S. income tax.
It is as though we're still on a plantation.
Warren Valentine, the number one true fighter in America.
All right, welcome back to the show. So as we went to break, I showed you why the Democrats didn't have power because of the filibuster to stop whoever Trump wants to appoint. I told you the two likely, most possible people to me is Senator Mike Lee and Amy Barrett, because he just appointed her to the 7th District of Court of Appeals out of Illinois. She's a former professor at Notre Dame. She's never sat on the bench before 3 months, but she just went through Judiciary Committee and a senatorial committee. And the same thing with Mike Lee. He's a sitting senator. They're not going to turn him down. It normally takes about 2 months. The good thing is that the Supreme Court is on recess starting in July up until October. But if he picks one of these two people, they'll be ready to roll that out the first week of October. Get them up there. It's up to those three senators, those Republican senators, to push this back until after November 18th. And the only way that's going to be done is if you call it. So you need to call Flake, you need to call Collins, and Murkowski. Alaska, Maine, and Arizona. Those are the three states that they represent. And you make the argument that you want to follow the McConnell rule, and then you make the argument, why is Trump appointing anybody into a position when he's under a criminal investigation by the Department of Justice? And you have so many things up in the air that you don't know. If this man is indicted, who's going to decide if he gets indicted? The Supreme Court of the United States. So you let him pick his own judge and jury. That's what you're basically doing. Let the people have control over this. Wait till after the election. That's the argument that you want to give. Now, when y'all hear this on TV or on somebody else's radio show, y'all need to call him and bust him out. Be like, y'all was listening to Warren. Give Warren his props. Because ain't nobody else saying this. Nobody. So make this argument, because this is a legitimate argument, okay? Now, what if he gets to appoint one of these two people? What does that mean? Well, does it mean Roe v. Wade is gone? Does it mean affirmative action is gone? LGBT rights are gone? Voting rights are gone? Look, Kennedy was a hard R. He was a conservative. But he voted the way he voted because he believed what his interpretation of the law to be. See, to me, The legal system and the law is a whole lot like the Bible. You can take 10 people and they can read it, and the words say the same thing, and you get 10 different meanings out of 10 different people. And so the reason why I'm not worried about if he gets these people appointed is because Justice Roberts is the wild card. Just like he flipped on them on the Obamacare issue, I truly believe, based on his track record and speeches that I've heard him give, He's not a big proponent of changing laws that people have relied on for years. So I don't think he's going to change any of this stuff. I don't. Now, if he changes it, if he flips Roe v. Wade, it goes back to states' rights. So you would immediately have about 12 states where you won't be able to get an abortion. If he flips affirmative action, you're going to immediately have about 22 states because it becomes states' rights again. That's going to flip affirmative action. LGBTQ community, their rights. Same way, it'll be about 22 or 24 that'll flip it immediately. So this is why this is important to understand how to stop it, but also understand that we need to see what Roberts is going to do, because Roberts is going to be the key, because he hasn't voted on this stuff. He hasn't voted on Roe v. Wade. He hadn't voted on a lot of these things. So let's see what he's going to do. Let's see exactly what he's going to do. Now, let's also talk about what's going on with North Korea. Look, I told you guys, last week or the week before last, I told you, I said, look, pay attention to what's going on in Asia. This man, Little Kim, is meeting with all these other Asian leaders. And this is what I thought Little Kim was doing. I thought he was buying time to get some money. You got Little Kim convincing Donald Trump that everything is fine. It's all over. I denuclearized everything. A couple of months ago, you thought we were going to go to war, but no, Dun Dun saved it all. Yes, I'm your leader. I'm your emperor. I know. Kiss the ring, baby. Kiss the ring. I saved the Negroes from China. I saved the Asians from North Korea. I saved the whites from the Mexicans. I am the greatest. You all love me. I know. I know. I denuclearized everything. I saved the world. They call me Austin Powers because I have so many powers. And Little Kim is just looking at him like, stupid. Just stupid. Because Little Kim is like, okay, Xia, I need you to open up this cryptocurrency in China for me so me and my people can make some money. I'm going to keep my weapons going. I'm going to give y'all the rights that Donald wants. You remember Donald, the reason why he want to be friends with Lil' Kim now. Did you see that beach? I could build all kind of casinos and Trump Tower / Kim Little Kim. I built it right there on the beach. We can give you all kind of prosperity. He sends them a propaganda movie like it's the 1920s. Like Uncle Sam needs you. Think of all the possibilities you could have if you just let Uncle Sam in. And Kim Jong-un is looking at this man like, yeah, right, buddy. You just wait, buddy. Like Tupac said, don't go to war. They told him don't go to war till he get his money right. Lil' Kim over there trying to get his money right. He got his weapons right. He's trying to get his money right now. And he was buying time. And it's working. They lifting sanctions. And see, all of them are strategically working together. That's the funny part about this. China's working with them. South Korea's working with them. Japan's working with them. And Russia, there is no collusion. Look, Putin right now set this summit up with Trump right before NATO. Trump going to go in there and blow up NATO. We ain't going to be a part of NATO. He going to think him, Putin, and Xi going to be running the world. And the reality of it is they setting us up for the greatest fall ever. Ever. This is why, if you don't believe this is going on, look at the tariffs and look at how these countries are hitting us with the same tariffs at the same time. It's strategically being done. They're going to do the same thing once we get up out of NATO. People ain't paying attention. People are not paying attention, man. And that's the thing. We gotta look at what everything else is. We get so focused over, you know, this Supreme Court thing. Lil' Kim, he's not denuclearizing. He building more nukes. More. But don't worry. Dun-dun. You listening to WB.
No word.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-247-7777.
800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company, licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation, commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Biz Talk Radio.
There's so many young people dying in the streets, and education is a way to change that and opportunity. Mr. President, how do we emphasize this?
Well, look, the most important thing starts with parenting. Talking to young people constantly about the need to be focused on education. The second thing we've got to do is we've got to make sure we've got great teachers in the classroom.
What I want you to take seriously is what we have to do for the youth.
Carry on the struggle.
Warren Valentine, coast to coast and around the world.
Your child is my child. My child is your child. We should be looking out for each other's kids and working together to make sure that all these kids have a great opportunity, even if they come from a household that's not perfect.
Warren, I completely agree.
Join the Truth Fighters in full effect right now. Right now.
All right, so we've been talking about the Supreme Court. We've talked about the fact that Little Kim, of course, has played our president to the point where he's not denuclearizing, he's building more nukes. Can you imagine Melania? And look, I'm just having a real conversation for a minute, right? Can you imagine being Melania Trump right now? Like, everybody hates your husband. Every time your husband opens his mouth, something stupid is coming out of it. Could you imagine her just look? It's not worth all the money in the world, Tyrone. It's all right, Melania. He's gonna be gone soon. Just hold on. Oh, Tyrone, you understand me so well. I just want to leave and be on the island with you, Tyrone. Don't worry, girl. It's happening soon. Your kidney's okay? Yes, the doctor said they're fine now. He gets out all the dents you caused. I didn't mean to hurt you like that, baby. I can't help myself. Can you imagine the conversation? Baby, I didn't mean to hurt you like that. Sometimes I get a little excited. You know, you make me get a little excited, girl. I didn't mean to do that to you. No, Tyrone, I love the dents. We just can't put that many in next time. I couldn't fly on a plane. Then she got to walk out and see, oh, hey, Melania, it's Dundon. Oh, my gosh, let me go back find Tyrone. I mean, look, you know she's sitting in there just mad. Look, Tyrone, who didn't her kidneys, and then looking at Trump, and everybody hate him. This is not worth all the money in the world. Tyrone, we'll just leave. Tyrone ain't stupid, though. No, baby, what you talking about leaving? He worth $1 billion. You're going to get at least half of that. What is he like, 96? Don't worry. It's going to end soon, girl. Tyrone, like, you ain't leaving the money. You leave the money, you know, you better call Jamal. Like my boy told me last night, better call Jamal. You ain't messing with me no more. I mean, Lord have mercy. I can just hear her now. Because, look, if it was one of y'all, be honest. Look, just be honest, ladies. And you know she don't love him. You know she don't love him. You know she ain't had sex with him since... If Barron is 13, they had sex 13 years and 9 months ago. That's the last time they had sex. You know she don't love him. Imagine being with a man just because he got power and money and you don't love him, and then everybody in the world hates him and you got Tyrone. That's like you eating a steak and then somebody telling you, no, this bologna is yours. But I don't want no bologna. I want the steak. What you talking about? Oh, my goodness, man. You know she. Yeah, look, that's just common sense. You know she. No, Donna. We had deal. I give you child one time. You get my parents in here legally. I've done all you asked. No. I go back now. I need my Secret Service Tyrone. Tyrone has to protect me. Man, look, this dude. And what's amazing to me is how when you look back at history, you always ask yourself, how did Hitler do what he did? Just look at what this dude is doing, man. Look at what he's doing. See, I can make a legit argument that the economy is on the uptick. And I can say, well, you know, is it because of him or is it because Obama isn't president anymore? Whatever argument you want to make. But look at all the other damage that he's doing throughout the country. Now, the one thing that I absolutely love is that I love Trump for this reason and this reason only. I love Trump for a couple of reasons. Let me be honest. I love Trump for the fact that he's revealed that the media sensationalizes a lot of stuff that's not true. I'm with him on that. He's revealed that the Department of Justice and the legal system will do witch hunts on anybody. They don't care if they can prove it or not. They still go, if they want to bring you down, that's what they're going to try to do. I'm with him on that. I love the fact that he's brought all these racists to the forefront. See, the thing about, to me, all right, I would rather know you a racist or don't like me than you smiling in my face and stabbing me in my back every chance you can get. So I got love for Trump bringing this emboldenment, empowerment to the forefront with all these people who got a racial issue. Because you know who not to deal with, who not to work with, and everything else. You know now. You absolutely know. See, because some of y'all at work right now, and you're like, well, I don't know if Becky is really, really a racist. But after Trump has gotten to office, you'd be like, Becky, old racist butt. You know now. You know. You absolutely know. At first, you was on the fence. You're like, she ain't saying nothing political. You know, I just got this vibe. Way she be looking at people, way she be acting. Now Trump is in office, Becky done got emboldened. You and your people, I tell you, you need to stop all this. You need to work better. Me and my people... Becky, what happened? I thought we was friends. Y'all finding out Becky is not your friend. You finding out. And so I love Trump for that. I absolutely love it. Because maybe it'll wake us up. Maybe it'll wake the country up. Maybe it will wake all us up to understand that everything didn't get fine because we had Obama as president. Because most of you work on jobs with people who don't look like you. And you really don't know. But I tell you all the time, all you got to do is say certain things and that Trump support come out. They can't help themselves. They cannot help themselves. It's almost like they know they can't dance, but they hear that music. It be hitting them so hard. They just got to dance, even though they offbeat. That's the way it is when you a Trump supporter. If you trying to work and not let nobody know you a Trump supporter, you say certain little things, man. Look, they can't help themselves. They'd be like, no, Trump didn't say that. They can't help themselves. You know. And so, I love Trump. I do. Because we needed that. We needed for the undercovers to come out. Gotta know. You gotta know. Now, the other thing that I love Trump for, and this is just real talk, I love Trump for this too. You know what I love Trump for? I love Trump for him controlling the media. And let me tell you why I love Trump for doing that. Because if people realize that Trump can control the media this easily, imagine what the media is controlling in your household every day through television and radio. Think about it. Think about if he can come in and take over network news the way we know it, to the point where every day is something. And it's conditioned people to be one of two ways. Either you so sick of him, you don't even want to see him, or you can't stop watching. It's just like, I can't turn it off. I can't turn it off. That's exactly what's happened. Either you so sick of him, you're like, when you see him, you click, let me turn the channel. Or it's, oh my God, what'd he do today? What'd he do today? You can't stop watching. That's exactly what media has done to you. It's controlling you like that. You don't even realize it. You listen to the WB.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new Crispy Colonel Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you could spend $5 on a new KFC Crispy Colonel Sandwich, wedges, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the new Crispy Colonel Sandwich and a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Warren Valentine Show, heard coast to coast and border to border, giving the truth fighters a voice in the call for justice. Join the truth fighters in full effect right now, right now, right now.
All right, I want to thank everybody who listened to the show. Tell your friends and family members about the show. Please go over to YouTube because I'm not going to be on Periscope. I'm not going to be on Instagram. I'm not going to be on Facebook starting Monday. So you need to go to YouTube. Go to youtube.com/C/Warren, WARRENDIDDY. You need to do that. You need to subscribe, hit the bell, hit the button, sign up so you can chat. It's an active chat going on right now, you know, and they have fun in the chat room. But they don't just have fun. They empower each other. They talk about stuff that's political and economical. And, you know, to be honest with you, I look at what they're talking about as much as I can right now. It's a little harder because I'm trying to look on four different things. This is why I'm narrowing it down to one thing. Because sometimes they have information that I'm learning in the show that I can talk about on the air. I have some fun with, so or educate with. So go over there, sign up, youtube.com/C/Warren, WARRENDIDDY. So you can go ahead and be a part of it, okay? So that way you can see it live on YouTube instead of on Instagram or Facebook or Periscope, but you'll still be able to pick it up live and you get the little ding and everything else. So go over there and subscribe, hit the like button, everything else. Again, YouTube.com/C, or it's YouTube.com/C, /Warren, WARRENDIDDY. So make sure you do that today. Now, don't be afraid, because it's going to be a lot of stuff coming out about this Supreme Court stuff. I'm just telling you guys, don't be afraid yet. Don't be afraid yet, because there's a way to fix this. You call Senator Flake, Senator Collins, and Murkowski. That's Alaska, Maine, and Arizona. All right? AMA, Alaska, Maine, and Arizona. You call those senators, and you try to get them to not agree to do anything until after the midterm election. If the Democrats can win the Senate in the midterm election, they can force this president to put a moderate on the Supreme Court. If all else fails, then at that point, you need to be hitting Chief Justice Roberts up and asking him to be the voice of wisdom like Kennedy was on this new court. Because the reality of it is that all of these people are supposed to be following the law. But the interpretation of the law, like I said, is like reading the Bible. You can interpret it 10 different ways by 10 different people. But you at least want to have the opportunity to get somebody that's going to look at it from all angles and try to see what the best thing is, not just from a legal perspective, but from really a societal perspective. I mean, this is how Brown v. Board of Education came into be. If you look at that decision, it had nothing to do with stare decisis of a precedent. It has to do with the social times and the ramifications that it had based on testimony from psychologists and sociologists and other people who were dealing with kids. And the justices looked at that and said, you know, we have to take that into consideration, not just from a legal point of view, but from a societal point of view. And so that's what you want. You want justices who would do that. That's exactly what you want. So you can get justices that could do that. So go over to YouTube again. It's Warren Diddy. But you go to youtube.com/C/ Warren Diddy. WarrenDiddy. Sign up today. And if you create an account, you can get into the chat. You can chat every day with everybody else. So make sure you go ahead and do that. Now, before I get out of here today, other thing, pay close attention. It's two things y'all need to be paying close attention to right now. They got everybody looking at this Supreme Court stuff, but it's two major things that's going on. One internationally, one domestically. The one internationally is this summit that's taking place right before NATO with Putin and Trump. Let me tell you why you need to pay close attention to this. Because if Trump keeps doubling down on these tariffs and he keeps pushing away our allies, we may no longer be a part of NATO. And if we are no longer part of NATO, that opens the door for Putin to come back in and rebuild the Soviet Union the way it used to be. Not Russia, the Soviet Union. So pay attention, because it may be some kind of backdoor deal being made with Trump and Putin so that we can be removed from NATO so that Putin can come in and rebuild the Soviet Union. Okay? That's the international thing you need to be watching. What you need to be watching on a domestic front is what's happening with Auntie Maxine, because right now they have filed assault charges against her. And so this thing is really escalating. In fact, if you look at the Daily UK, they are showing all kind of news stories about how all these people who are claiming to be Trump supporters have been denied access to things because they're Trump supporters. Now, let me tell you why this is important, because they're trying to make themselves look like the victims here. And so if they can look like the victims, then they can attack with justification. This is the same reason that they're doing what they're doing on the border. They're trying to make it, well, they're coming over here, they're robbing, they're killing, they're doing all these bad things, they're bad hombres. They're doing that so that they can justifiably human traffic these kids that they're human trafficking. Do you know they've returned 6 kids? They got 2,000-some kids, and they don't even know where their parents at, let alone can control how to return them. That's human trafficking. But it's justifiable because they've made them be the bad guys and we be the villains. This is what they're trying to do to Auntie Maxine. Y'all need to realize that. All right. God willing, same truth, right time, same truth, right channels tomorrow. Tell somebody you love them and appreciate them. Might not get that chance. So I tell you every day, I love you with the love of Jesus. God bless you. Talk to you guys tomorrow. You've been listening to the WB.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.